This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Got Dave Hyde in with us this morning, and we've been all over the board as we get set for game two tonight, the Panthers, Hurricanes, and see what happens there. Then they'll be home for the next two games coming up. On top of that, we have yesterday was an interesting day, and I was kind of curious to hear. But we knew. I talked to you about this last night. Well, it's no-brainer. They're going to talk to all the Miami Dolphin coaches yesterday. Were available for the media. And it's going to be a positive spin for everybody. Oh my God, they're doing everything. We're real happy. And why'd you sign this guy? Oh my God, this guy's so important to our team. So that's been Mike's thing. It's been staying positive. No question about it. He's got everybody except Jalen Ramsey there, who they're going to trade. As soon as we get around June 1st, all bets are off on how long he's going to be here. But I do want to tell Dolphin fans, it's pretty obvious. If you look and you're really hardcore and you've already kind of looked at the depth chart, they are going to have to play a lot of young guys. And I'm not just talking about the draft class. I'm talking about some of the young safeties that were on the team last year, a lot of the young cornerbacks. There's a lot of jobs open, man, that for people want, well, and this is a Omar thing, the open competition. You got open competition. The whole secondary, minus Kader Kohou, is really open. Well, I think even Storm Duck's job is open.
Sure. You're hoping one of those guys jumps up and takes the job.
Yeah,
you have
looks
to.
Looks good.
I mean, it's
preseason.
Open competition by default. It's not like we got a bunch of guys who are starters and they're going to be competing for a job. It's we got a bunch of guys who we hope are starters. Or can be a starter, two are starters. And the weird thing to me is, and I get it's May. It's still May, okay? So there are no conclusions here.
They will add a few veterans.
But the whole secondary is a question. Even the two good safeties they signed, you know, they come with question marks of can they make it through a season or are they starting quality? And so... And look, you might have four positions around that on your roster. The fact that all of them are in the secondary, where you have openings and questions, makes it a little, you know, I see a red light flashing in the secondary right now.
I like that the safeties coach said, hey, no, we like a lot of guys here, you know, and I expect Melifon Wu and Ashton Davis to start. They're the two veteran free agents that have come in. Both basically backups last year. Fatu was hurt, so he ends up playing. I think he started three games. Ashton Davis has been the third safety for the Jets and had some interceptions. They're talking, hey, we like Patrick McMorris, who had a real nice preseason, and then we put him on IR, and Dante Trader, Elijah Kent. They said, hey, it's open, man. We've told them, like the cornerback position, jobs are open. So
they are open, but they haven't really invested in anybody. You know, even the two safeties they got for low free agent money.
Oh, no. Real cheap money.
McMorris was a seventh-round draft pick.
Sixth-round pick out of Cal.
So you'd love one of these young guys to just you know, be one of these finds. A Jeremiah Bell, who is a seventh round pick, or, you know, somebody who makes a name for themselves.
If they end up being as good as he was with that foot, remember he had the.
Yeah, I remember.
What a great story he was.
Out of the Kentucky Mines.
Unbelievable.
You know?
Guy led the team in tackles like a couple years at safety. Just phenomenal, phenomenal player. But Dave, no matter how you look at it, this draft class and some of these guys, I think they're really counting on Cam Smith on behalf of Chris Greer and everybody. Chris Greer, if there's one guy Chris Greer's rooting for to pan out in year three, it's Cam Smith.
Well, I get rooting for him, but counting on him is the scary part when he hasn't done anything. It's not even that he hasn't done anything. He hasn't acted like a pro, you know, as far as being in shape, you know, doing the amount of work you would think after he got called out by after his rookie year, you and benched and
didn't work.
And Vic Fangio is saying, nope, he's not that. You think after called out, whoever he was going to show up the second year and work and all that, and you didn't see it. So counting on him is a scary part. Now, maybe he comes through. You're rooting for him to come through. That's a different matter.
Well, this saying and the draft class, obviously, and moved up to get a guard in the second round. Like, that guy, it's not maybe. He needs to start. No, let me tell you something. He doesn't start, and I'm not going to say that. He starts. He starts. Not up for – and I know the last time the Eichenberg thing wasn't great. Remember? We moved up to get him in the second round, and now he's known as a guy that can play every position. That's what they say. Eichenberg, we got him. We feel good. We got a guy to back up every position.
They don't feel good about Eichenberg. I mean, look, you know, it's not his fault that – they traded a second and third round draft pick for him, and he didn't pan out. And they traded a second and third to take this guy, and he's going to start. I mean, there's no question he's going to. And he should – look, around the league, rookies, first round, second round, third round picks start. The Chargers last year were starting 2 5th round cornerbacks. So this type of stuff goes on everywhere except here. It's like a issue. Oh my God, they're going to start a rookie. No, that's how you run things.
Look how fast the Rams have been able to speed up that after the Super Bowl. They were loaded with all these old vets, and they traded some, they got rid of some, and they go, how are we going to fix this up quickly? Because they kind of warned everybody, we can't do it this way anymore. We got your championship out of it, but we can't keep doing this.
Two teams, the Rams and the Bucks. The Rams and the Bucks invested like crazy, and they went for it, and they won Super Bowls, and now they're back rebuilding and have made the playoffs and look like pretty good teams. Why? Because they have good organizations. They have Les Snead for the Rams, and Jason Licht for Tampa Bay have gone in, and they've been drafting well and built rosters.
Sounds like we're trying to take a backhanded shot. I'm not.
I am because I'm tired. I'm tired. 25 years of going on, being on that elevator, going down, or just stuck on floor 7 and 9 or 9 and 7.
And that's the other thing we got to stop in this town. Like 9A. Well, we had a winning record. 10 and 0. Well, we had a winning record. That's the goal now. Just had a winning record and either just missed the playoffs or got in as that last wild card and lost in the first round, that can't be the goal. And sometimes I feel like we've gotten used to it around here instead of going, wait a second, we got to start winning the division. Our team's won the division. Now, we didn't have success got the Super Bowl twice, 17 and 19, but we didn't win any. And the guys in the undefeated team, that's not good enough. I remember they're telling us, hey, man, that's – we had guys on that team that were on the undefeated team going, this is not, hey, guys, don't leave this game feeling good because we're here. That's not – because they played on undefeated team. And I just feel like through the years, it's like, hey,
you know, people,
we had a winning record.
Don Shula went to the playoffs his last year, you know, and it was kind of ushered out of town after he lost in Buffalo that year. And now it's like, oh, hey, we went to the playoffs. That's great. The bar of expectations on the Dolphins has gone so far down, and in good part because there's been no success. Now it's just win a playoff game. I just win one playoff game.
You can put whatever in your bio, and there's got to be.
You're going after the fact that it said four winning seasons for Chris Greer.
Yeah, it bothers me.
Yeah.
Like, that's not the goal. Hold on, teams. That's not the goal. I heard the goal. It started the first practice. He stood up there. We're going to win the AFC East. We're going to get home field advantage. That's our goal. Not can we go 9-8 and just miss the playoffs or get in that last wild card position. The last wild card position is no guarantee. It's no guarantee of success, especially when you usually got to go to cold weather because friggin' just about everywhere we go is cold. Unless Jacksonville got real good, maybe we could go there one year.
I'm not really worried about the cold weather other than Kansas City as much as you're going to play a good team. Yeah. That's the issue.
No, you got to play the highest seeded team in the playoffs short of the bye week team, which has the best record.
They've really only been close one.
Yes, the Bills game.
The Bills, that's it. Other than they've got blown out. They've got blown out all these wild card playoff games.
Yeah. All right, listen, we got to get over it.
It's May. We should be on the optimistic bubble right now.
You can't.
It's hard. Are we worn down, Joe? I think we're a little worn down.
I am. By the way, I'm the one that said 2 years ago, I still believe it. That's the best team on paper to start the year we've had in a long, long time.
It was. Now
talking about the team that played the Kansas City Chiefs. That was the best team we've had.
Yeah, and they lost the season. They lost the season when they lost to Buffalo at home in December, and they lost the AFC East. They lost home field in the playoffs. All that game, and they were much healthier that game than they were against Kansas City.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, welcome back. Hey, man, we got a big, big event this weekend. I got something for you to do on Saturday and Sunday. Head on down to the Miami Beach for a great show, the Hyundai Air and Sea Show. Mickey Markoff joins us this morning for a little teaser of what to expect. Mick, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Joe. Thanks for having me on, and I am excited to share a bunch of what's going to happen this weekend.
Go ahead. Would you hit me with all the stuff for the kids and the grown-ups and what time to get there and the whole deal?
Absolutely. We have a display village called the Florida Power and Light Display Village, and it's right there between 11th and 15th, five city blocks of military displays. You've got the Nicholas Children's Hospital Kids Zone. In addition to that, you got the Monster Energy Action Zone. You got the Mission Barbecue Food Court. But really, everyone's coming out there to see all that and all the military M1 tanks. There'll be an F-16 fighter jet there.
Oh.
There's going to be an F-18 cockpit. In the Kids Zone, you've got rock climbing and all kinds of aerial activities that kids can do. And then in the Action Zone, Monster Energy is bringing guys jumping 200 feet on their motocross dirt bike. So it's an exciting area. It's all free, and it's a chance for everyone to come out and say thanks to our military.
That's great. Now, what times everything start on Saturday and Sunday?
Yeah, it goes from 11 until 6 in the Display Village, the Florida Power and Light Display Village. And then the actual Hyundai Air and Sea Show will take place from 12 until 5. And you can watch the show anywhere from Government Cut at First Street all the way up to 10th. And then again from 13th all the way up to 22nd Street. It's all free. Come out for a great day on the beach. It's the largest gathering of military equipment in our country's history. We have everything going to be here. And we're doing something that's never been done before. As a matter of fact, I'm unveiling it to you right now. You're the first people that know this is happening. So whoever's listening, you're hearing it for the very first time. For the very first time in our country's history, never in the continental United States before, we're doing something that we've entitled the Freedom Flyby. We're bringing the B-2 stealth bomber, the B-1 bomber, the B-52 bomber, that's our whole nuclear triad,
wow,
in tight formation, but we're putting fighter jets off the wings. For the first time, we'll have an F-15, an F-16, an A-10, an F-22, all off the wings, flying in a tight formation, almost like seagulls going down the beach. They've never done that here, and then we're going to be filming it with a big C-17 leading the way for national and international news.
Wow, yeah, that is really cool. What time will that all be taking place with that part of the
show? Again, the whole show begins at noon. You've got the British in here jumping in with their 7,000-square-foot flag, and then you've got our national anthem with our Golden Knights jumping in. And then it'll go straight on. I mean, it's nonstop. It's called a hard time show. So every planes have to be here within 6 seconds. We have planes that are training and using this as a capabilities exercise, and they have to be here within 6 seconds. So there's no dead time in our show.
Oh,
it'll go,
man,
right from 12 o'clock until 4:30 in the afternoon, maybe a little later with all the equipment we have. But all the pararescue demonstrations from the 920th, all the air sea rescues from the Coast Guard, the drug interdictions from the U.S. Customs, this is really a chance. We're turning a lot of fuel into noise. But really, this is a chance. Our biggest weapon system in our country is the men and women of our military, really the Social Security numbers, not the tail numbers or the serial numbers. And so here's a chance for you to come out and meet your military and say thank you, because that 1% of our population is protecting the rest of us. And this weekend, this is the signature event in the United States for Memorial Day to say thank you to those that have paid the ultimate sacrifice for us. As a matter of fact, we're building a memorial flag garden with the 3,000 people that have given their lives that live here in South Florida. And we're building a big flag garden right in the Florida Power and Light Display Village of 3,000 flags, that people can come out and just take a moment and say thanks and remember that these people didn't give their lives in vain. So, you know, I know we're doing the right thing for the right reasons. And, of course, it's a great opportunity to see what the military has to offer. If you're looking for a career, it's an incredible opportunity. But I just think this is a real chance, and none of this would be happening without, of course, your support from Odyssey. But in addition, Hyundai Car Company, Northrop Grumman, who's become a major partner of ours. And by the way, you can watch this entire event on live stream now by going to usasalute.com. That's our website, usasalute.com. And thanks to Northrop Grumman, we're going to have 5 hours of live stream each day.
Wow.
Saturday and Sunday.
Boy, Mickey, this sounds great, man. And you said it so well. Miami Beach this Saturday and Sunday. You heard all this great stuff that's going to be taking place, man. Take your family out there, enjoy yourself, and really enjoy and find out with the military. What a great day. And, Mickey, thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me, and thanks for all your support.
All right, Mickey Markoff coming on to talk about the Hyundai Air and Sea Show coming up here this weekend. What cool stuff. All the big daddies will be here, man. Big, big stuff. Great stuff going on, man. Wow. All right, so and I know Woody's going to be out there. I think Woody's going to be back for the weekend, and he'll be out there. If you see him, go, where were you? Joe missed you or something. Just give him a hard time.
Big weekend. Big weekend between you go from that right to there'll be a hockey game Saturday night. So a lot of, you know.
There's always, every weekend down
there's
here.
There's something going on.
Every weekend we got something going on at one of our arenas, at the stadium, at the ballpark. We're lucky now, man. Fort Lauderdale up there.
I'd usually be deep in my summer vacation, or at least planning my plot and everything. Now, people are saying, "Can you come in the last couple of years? Can you? Well, let's go somewhere in June." Well, I got June might be booked up with hockey. I'm not sure I can get out. And you know, years earlier it was with LeBron and the Heat. And
when you had those 4 years, you could not take off early, and that was going late June, wasn't it?
Late June. I tell you, when LeBron left, I was like, well, there goes the show when that team broke up. But part of me also said, well, I get my summers back, you know, from professionally.
Well, I'll tell you what, national media, when that thing got split up, the national media took off too. We lost a lot of that. They had guys down here full time covering that. This really is a third leg. You and I have been down here to see most of it. The undefeated team, the great 3-year run they had, God only knows how long it goes if they are able to keep that together, but that's what they had. The big three, the 4-year run they had with LeBron and Chris Bosh health, and then what's going on with this Panthers team right now, man, just a couple of games away from going to a Stanley Cup for the third straight year.
Yeah, right now it has a feel like this could go on for a while. And
you don't have a bunch of old guys.
They don't, right? Other than Bobrovsky and Marchand, who, you know, he counts, but he doesn't count.
Ekblad's got to be close to 30. Ekblad's,
I would say he is.
He's kind of the original of the whole group.
Yeah, he came in at 18 as the number one draft pick, and but Barkov's 29. Reinhardt's 28 or 29. You go down the list. Yeah, Barkov's been here like forever too. He learned to drive here.
He just started, though, to really, in the last few years, people go, wow, he's one of the best players in hockey. He didn't get a lot of that, man. Part of it's because he's so quiet and doesn't care if you do all the talking and all the walking and all that stuff. He just plays.
And he's not a flash. It's not like a lot of flash to his game. There's just, five-star, fundamentally good, you know. And once in a while, you'll see a flashy play, but –
Hey, I said it earlier. If you're just joining us, and for a member of the QAM team here, Randy Crowder, Channing's father, passed away, and former Miami Dolphin, really good guy. Randy was a good guy. From a little bit I was around him. I was around him with Channing, actually, one of the more entertaining nights I've ever had. After we'd been at a party together, and Randy had come down with his wife and was down here, but he passed away. So to Channing and his family, our condolences to them. And Randy, of course, like I said, defensive lineman for the Miami Dolphins as part of his career, and a funny guy, fun guy. And he and Channing together was Channing by himself is entertaining. It's not like Channing. Channing could be at church and be like, you're going to be cracking up.
Rare. Well, you're in that department of rare personalities.
No.
Channing takes it to a different room in that department. But look, both you and I have had parents pass recently. It's a tough time in a family.
No, it's not easy.
Heart goes out to them.
Not at all. You're right. It's good stuff. All right, I wasn't here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Last Thursday, and Dave, we've been having Chef Andre on from the Catch and Cut restaurant, which, by the way, is getting raving reviews. Everybody's been talking about it on Los Olas, one of the new restaurants. And if you love delicious fresh fish or a nice, big, delicious steak, oh, my God. Chef, how you doing this morning? I made myself hungry just thinking about it.
Actually, it's a very nice introduction today because Moped Man,
yeah,
isn't
Moped
trashing me today about my Patriots. So tell Dave not to trash me about my Patriots.
No. Hey, I do want to thank you for Brad Marchand, though. I had no idea. It's give and take around here between the Boston, market and us. So thank you for that one.
Looking at his age, being as scrappy as he was the other night, that was good. I'm sure the team definitely appreciated that one.
Yeah. Hey, Chef, before I forget, Mother's Day, I hit you up, and I hate doing that, but I went there, and that brunch for Mother's Day, I think everybody got the same thing. That was a little disappointing, or most of us got the filet with the eggs, and French fries was absolutely delicious. I believe I warmed up with calamari and something else, but it was really good. Are you keeping the brunch going? Is that still part of the plan?
Yeah, we're going to keep the brunch coming. We did really well for Mother's Day, so I definitely appreciate the community coming out and supporting us on Mother's Day. And, yeah, we're going to keep our brunch going. And June 3rd, we're launching our new summer menu. we have. We're going to start launching a monthly wine dinner. We got a European taste of wines coming for the summer. So the summer's a great time. Obviously, it slows down here in Fort Lauderdale, but it's a great time for us to play around with some new ideas and going into the fall season here pretty soon.
Chef, as good as the food is, I got to tell you, I get an unbelievable response. And by the way, I have nothing to do with the restaurants. They'll go, hey, yeah, tell Bo or tell Chef when you see him. I go, tell him what? Man, the guy that waited, the lady that waited on me. You get more compliments on your staff than I have ever heard at a restaurant, man. I didn't realize, hey, the food was really good, but I got to tell you, my service was unbelievable. I've never heard that so much from a restaurant, Chef.
Yeah, I mean, you know, our philosophy is old school hospitality, right? And that's really getting to know your customers. But it really starts with us knowing each other within the restaurant. And I know we talk about Gene the Dream and
that's the man.
He brings it on every day, and he does that old school hospitality. When you leave there, you're going to know who Gene is, and you're going to be calling him directly, saying, "Hey, Gene, I got a four top. Can I bring it in?" He represents the restaurant really well, and we're proud to have him.
Yeah, I got to tell you, that's great. So before I let you run, because you recommend a more steak or more fish right now, or what do you have? What's selling mostly?
You know, again, the steaks are doing really well for us, but our sea bass, our bronzino is just out of this world. So, you know, what I like about this menu, it's a very simple, it's a very approachable menu, and it's something for everybody on the menu. So we're looking forward to the summer season.
Hey, over under. 8.5, I see in Vegas on the Patriots. I think I was a little surprised that's a big jump in wins for. What do you think?
You know, they look really good this year. What I'm not happy with is that schedule. Usually I go up there for the game in October against the Dolphins. Now it's the first week in January. That means I got to go up there in January. And the second week down here.
You're a bad guy. You're such a bad guy.
and sweat like hell to watch them the second week in September.
Yeah. Hey, listen, we have that backwards. Yeah, there's no question we have that backwards. I think we'd like it the other way, too, just so you know.
Yeah, you guys don't want to be up there in January.
Hey, Chef. Hey, man, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I had a great brunch, and my family and my wife and everybody looked like a superhero. So thank you, buddy.
I appreciate you, too. Have a good week.
All right. Chef Andre joining us. Bye. If you get a chance to go out there, it really is good, man. Chef Andre at Catch and Cut, and I think 26 years at Joe Stonecrab.
That's some good pedigree then.
That's not bad. It's not a bad on your resume. They're running the show for a long, long time.
Man. I was trying to say nothing about the New England sports, though.
He was trying to taunt it a little bit.
He was taunting.
You catch that? Oh, we got to play at the end of the year. And I'm like, dude, when I hear somebody.
That's the first thing you look at is what cold weather games do as a sports writer. I might have to go to.
Dave, that's the other thing, man. We got this thing about can't win in cold weather. I'll be glad when that's over.
Will it? Yeah, I don't think it's the cold. I really don't think it's cold weather, unless there's absurd wind and all that with it. I think it's just typically they're playing good teams in playoffs in cold weather.
And
it's not going to change this year. Look at.
Did you look? I just want to know this. Did you look at the schedule and go, oh, we got a good chance to get to, oh, this is going to be a tough one? Did you do that?
Of course, yeah.
Okay,
but I do two things with the schedule. First, how many 1 o'clock games at home do they have in September and October? Because that is the biggest home field advantage in sports. In all sports, that's the biggest advantage. That heat, no team's ready for that, and they wilt in the fourth quarter.
They do.
And I think the Dolphins have two of those games this year. One or two.
You got to jump out on that schedule, man. Yeah,
New England's the second game. Second game of the year at home. That's your home opener.
You.
At 1 o'clock.
Got to win that game.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got to beat them up a little bit like you did last year.
Yeah.
And they're better. They are clearly better. They spend a lot of money. We'll find out about their draft. But they're going to play a lot of their draft picks because that team was empty of talent last year.
They filled that defense up with free agency.
That was maybe the worst talent on a roster in the league last year. Maybe.
I tell you what, they found their identity, though, when they hired Mike Vrabel. You know who they're going to be. You know who they're going to be. Now, are they going to be good? I don't know. But you know they're going to be a tough team built on the lines and playing old school.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Jim Harbaugh type football.
By the way, and he brought, I didn't realize he had brought back same coordinator that Bill Belichick had a couple of times with Brady. Couple of times, right? What was the guy's name?
Josh McDaniel.
Josh McDaniel's back up with him. So we'll see. In year two, and a quarterback I think's got a chance to be really good. We'll find out. He didn't have anything to throw to last year except some tight ends, but nothing out wide. Nothing to throw to.
I didn't think he was that good at North Carolina when Miami would see him. He's okay. I mean, he's good.
What do you mean?
He's good, but he's
putting up like unbelievable numbers against him.
Is he NFL top tier good? And you saw him last year. He looked pretty good.
Not bad at all. So yeah. So anyway, we get into that schedule and see. Hey, you're right. We got to give him time to put this thing together. But they're gonna play a lot of young guys. When I say young guys, I'm not just talking the draft. I'm not just talking about the rookie free agent class, although they gave out some pretty good signing bonuses because they wanted some guys. They are counting on some guys, some young guys that were practice squad and didn't play much last year to come back. And that whole secondary, in my opinion, is open. There's nobody on their resume you're going, no, that guy, we know what he can do. He's there. There's nobody. The free agents you brought in on real low amount of money, so you're not going where that guy – so you're like me. You look at a guy, he gets a certain amount of money in free agency. He's coming in playing. He just is. He's playing.
Well, they invested in him. They think
– right.
That's why. And so
our guard that we got is the highest paid guy. We're counting on that guy coming in and playing guard and starting.
How's his Achilles?
Well, it's going to be right down to – it's going to be down to the wire on that one.
But you look at the team going on tonight, they're not playing young guys. They had that rookie, Mackie Samsaskevich, who
he basically
had a nice rookie, really nice rookie year.
And they said no experience.
But they say he's not ready for the playoffs, for playoff hockey. But
they are counting on him in the future.
Oh, absolutely.
They said, hey, we didn't forget your first-round pick.
No,
and you had
he's a nice player.
Regular season, but
absolutely.
But not right now.
You look at who they're going with. They're going with all their rugged, proven veterans to get to the third straight Stanley Cup final.
Dave, thank you, man.
Good seeing you, Joe.
Appreciate
a lot of fun.
Appreciate you coming in here. I know you got a late night, so we'll have Omar in with us tomorrow and plenty to talk about. But want to thank everybody for being with us this morning. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you again tomorrow morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.